Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. The holidays are upon us. Yes, I know it's a little early, but it seems like every year stores start selling holiday decorations earlier and earlier. My neighborhood grocery store has even already started selling Halloween candy. Now, Halloween is an autumn festival of sorts. In the United States, it is when children dress up in costumes like ghouls and skeletons and ghosts and superheroes and things like that. And they carve pumpkins and they go door to door in their neighborhoods to collect candy. We call it trick-or-treating. If you want to read up on the history of the tradition, there's a great write-up on Wikipedia. So why am I bringing this up for discussion in the middle of September? I mean, Halloween is celebrated on October 31st in the United States. But different flavors of the tradition are celebrated at different times in various parts of the world, and I wanted to make sure that I got this episode out in time for it to apply to everyone. Also, in the event that you need to order something through the mail, I wanted to give everyone enough time to get the order in and have it arrive in time to be used. Halloween is a nighttime activity for children, which can make it a bit dicey. Also, carved pumpkins, called jack-o'-lanterns, are commonly lit with candles. So, I have a few recommendations to help keep your children a bit safer and still have a great time on Halloween. That recommendation is using chemical light sticks. I've spoken about these in the past in terms of emergency use. They have a 5-year shelf life, they last up to 12 hours, they give off a good amount of light, they're cheap, they're about $2 each, they're non-toxic, and practically indestructible if you get the right brand. I keep them around the house in place of flashlights in case of emergencies, and we also keep them in our cars. But another great use for them is Halloween. Kids love these things. They just have a blast with them in the dark. My youngest niece couldn't get enough of them even before she could walk. She'd wrap her little hand around it with a vice-like grip and crawled with it in her hand. And because they glow brightly for hours and hours, they are perfect for carrying out into the dark streets on Halloween night. They act as little flares so you can keep track of your kids easily. And the sticks come in 6 different colors: yellow, orange, red, blue, green, and white. You can even color code your children. You know, everyone gets their own color so you can easily tell who was who from a distance. What you can do is incorporate the glow sticks into their costume, or they can hold it, or they can wear it as a necklace. And sometimes you can even drop it into their candy collection bucket and make the whole bucket glow. Chemical light sticks also make a great candle replacement for jack-o'-lanterns. You know, there's no heat to make the inside of the pumpkin nasty, and there's no fire hazard. You can let the pumpkin glow all night long on the dining room table or the porch without any worries of fire. And when they finally wear out the next day, and remember that they last between 8 and 12 hours, you just throw them away. You might be able to find them in your local hardware store or craft shop, and sometimes even the grocery store, but they tend to be seasonal and not available in more than 1 or 2 colors. And for this reason, I get all of mine online. I order mine from the Brigade Quartermaster, and the website is actiongear.com. That's actiongear.com. No dots, no spaces. Actiongear.com. The search engine really isn't very good, but if you use the search term Snaplight, S-N-A-P-L-I-G-H-T, it will bring up the items that I use. And their official full long name is Sialume Snaplight Chemlight Stick. I don't know if the Quartermaster ships internationally, but if you live outside the U.S., hopefully you can find a local retailer or something equivalent. And I wish everyone a very happy and safe Halloween. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.